Good afternoon, Packers fans. Welcome to your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you a bit early, live on the Cheesehead TV social channels, due to the news that the Green Bay Packers have indeed made a deal at the trade deadline, not acquiring a player, but sending one away. That's right, Rasul Douglas, cornerback extraordinaire, on his way to Buffalo in exchange for a third-round pick. The Packers also sending a fifth to Buffalo, along with Rasul, for a third-round pick in return. Ladies and gentlemen, the rebuild is on. Clearly, this is mostly, undoubtedly, contract-driven, with Rasul set to have a pretty significant cap number next year. This move saves a little bit of money this season, not a significant amount. But next year, clearly getting that off the books, that was, I would say, probably the driver here. I know Ken Ingles had the number up a little bit ago. He had a $11.6 million cap hit next season. So trying to reshape that roster, trying to reshape that salary cap, and this is part of that process. And it sucks from the sense of 2023 because, as we have discussed here many times over the course of this losing streak, he's one of the few players out there who looks like he gives a damn every Sunday. I get he's not the greatest corner. I get he's not a shutdown guy. But he plays with passion, and he plays with physicality, and he brings it every single down. Buffalo's getting a real one here. And it makes I get why Buffalo's going after him. You know, they need the corner help. And it's funny to think back to that game in Buffalo last year, where both Jair and Rasul got into some heated moments with the Buffalo Bills wide receiving core. Going to be teammates now, so that'll be fun. Hello to everybody in the comments section. So good to see you all. Hope you're all doing well. Thanks for joining me early today. Didn't make much sense to wait till 5 o'clock when this news is breaking here right at the deadline, so I thought I'd just go live early. Hope you're doing well. Jeff starts us off with why. He's one player that seemed to care, as we were just discussing. Like I said, contract-driven. It's interesting. You sign these guys to deals. The Packers had kind of operated under the, you know, when they did that, when they would sign guys to extensions, as they did with Rasul, a year ago. You know, that meant that that was one of their core players. Clearly, that was the core for the old Packers. Time to build a new core. What else we got here, folks? Mario, thanks for the super chat, man. Like the trade, not a fan of giving up Rasul, though. I don't know. Yeah, a third-round pick is value, but, man, the Packers have been so, so bad at making third-round selections. Now, what's nice about it is it does give you ammo in a potential trade up, possibly, you know, earlier in the draft or, you know, at some point. But, yeah, third-rounder, man. That's it's hard to get to ignore that bugaboo that has become the third round. John, what's up, man? Be right back. Gonna go cry. Best of luck to Rasul Douglas. I hear you, man. Cheddarhead, thanks, man. Just like the old days when where winning will be a pleasant surprise, losses aren't devastating, and making the playoffs is like making the Super Bowl. I don't know if we're there in perpetuity, but we're certainly there right now in this moment in 2023. I'll tell you that. No question about it. What else we got, folks? What else we got? Why not Jay Alexander? They just signed him. I mean, they signed Rasul a year ago or so, but Jair, they literally just paid. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. And if you are a team sitting there making calls, watching this 2023 Green Bay Packers defense, are you calling about Jair with his monster contract he just signed? Or are you calling about Rasul, who you got a year of contract control? He's really bringing it every week. Physical guy, he's not afraid to stick his nose in there against the run. And you probably have the cap space to maneuver whatever you need to as far as his $11 million cap hit next year. So, yeah, that's why not Jair. What else we got here, folks? Pair up those two threes. Yeah, Brett, they will have two threes to play with, and that's what I was just talking about. I mean, you got to think that is ammunition, ability to move up in a draft where, you know, I know everyone's going to be hating on Brian Gutekunst today, which I completely understand, but Brian, if anything, has shown that he is willing to move up and down and make trades on draft day. So this gives him some more ammunition to do just that. We'll see. And possibly, maybe, who knows where the Packers will be picking. If they end up picking towards the top of the draft, say top five, maybe they can even package some of these things and move back up to get two first-round picks. Say jump into the 30 range or so for a second first-round pick. Not saying that's inevitable, but it's possible. Overshadow Sean has a reasoned response. It's all bullshit. Wonderful. Merc, what's up, man? I get a worried feeling this could be another Micah Hyde situation. I'm very likely wrong, but I've been burnt before. Well, that was very different. I mean, they didn't trade Micah Hyde. You know, Micah left as a free agent. I mean, they should have signed him, no doubt. It's a late round, third rounder. Not worth it. Well, we don't know yet. The season is only half over. But I hear you, because it's the Bills. You assume they're going to do well. Like, I get that. Lunkers. What a perfect comment. Douglas was a solid Packer. He made some plays. That's really good. That's good. Oh, gosh. No. Senzo making cap room for Devontae? No.
No.
No. That is incorrect. What else we got? I wish we could trade Goot and Murphy. I'd take a water boy and a decent trainer. Man, Facebook is mad. It's interesting seeing the dichotomy here. Facebook is all like, fire Gutekunst, he's terrible, blah, blah, blah. YouTube is very much like kind of just sad that Rasul is leaving. It's just interesting. Philip says, we are tanking. I mean, it's hard to sit here and say we got better today. And it really kind of continues to further what I've been talking about, the feeling of a disconnect between the front office and the coaching staff. I mean, Gutekunst did not make Matt LaFleur's job any easier today. It's interesting. It's very interesting. Bingo, Aaron nailed it. I don't know what I nailed, but thanks. Sleep, what's up, man? Nags, you made fun of someone say Wayne was a distraction after the Lions game, and then last month you complained about Wayne. Don't hate. But I love... Why? And Cheesehead TV so much. Us non-native Wisconsin fans hold it down. Made fun of someone say Wayne was a distraction after the Lions game, and then last month you complained about Wayne. Yeah, I complain about Wayne because, like, he's a bandwagoner. But I got nothing but love for anybody who loves the Green Bay Packers. And if he loves the Pack like he says he does, awesome. Pretty simple, right? Jason, what's up, man? So, are we tanking now, sending good players away for nothing that will help us this season? No. I wouldn't call that tanking. Again, taking some medicine as far as the cap goes, trying to get that back and healthy, and gathering assets for the draft to hopefully acquire new players to develop in the future. Not that that has been working really well so far. If you look at those 2019, 2020 drafts, I mean, you know, 2023 draft, 2022, it's a little too early. Give your thoughts on those, but that is the idea. Brad, what's up, man? Well, it's cool to hear your name dropped on McAfee yesterday. I discussed that yesterday, so I'm not going to belabor the point. Pat has an open invitation to appear on Packers Daily anytime he wants. John, thanks for the super chat. Green Bay historically hasn't been active in free agency. Once the cap gets in better shape, do you feel that changes? Feels like it needs to be going forth. Needs to going forth. Yeah, John, I think a little bit. We've seen the Gutekunst not afraid to pull the trigger in free agency. I do think they've been in a spot over most of his tenure outside of that first initial shopping spree where he was trying to maintain the roster he had, that core group, to try and go win a championship with Rodgers. Clearly came up short, but that was the idea, right? But yeah, they haven't been as active in free agency, but that was with a very different type of team. I think, again, once they get out of this season and right their cap a little bit more, they'll be a tad more active this upcoming season than they were last year. Still not kind of crazy, but I think after 2024, the idea would be yes, they will be able to be a lot more aggressive in free agency. But that's a ways away. I wish we could get Adams blocked. I hear you, man. Goody blocked me on Twitter. Well, I got news for you. Goody is not on Twitter. Scott, what's up, man? We will always remember Rasul for his generational 2021 season. We will miss you, 29. It's perfectly said. I mean, it was great, right? That amazing kind of splash that he made coming onto the scene in Arizona. And then to have, you know, big, humongous pick sixes on national television back-to-back weeks. Just awesome, awesome moment. 414 Badger. I like it. Sad about Rasul, but I understand the move. Time to see which fans actually carry the G. It is indeed, and it's been a fascinating exercise throughout this entire season. Cheddarhead, what's up? Trade Josh Myers for a half-empty can of Pringles. I'll call it into Goody, see what he says. Dustin, thanks, man. Does this mean Raji will be back in Green Bay at corner? I don't believe so. Brett, that's, yes, I believe so. He's Brett says, more Valentine now, I guess, eh? You betcha. That is in the future. Hopefully, eventually, they'll get Stokes back as well. I know Matt said the hope was he will be able to return at some point this season. Has to miss three more games, but we should be seeing him towards the end of the season. But yeah, in the meantime, Carrington Valentine is going to be locking it down there opposite Jair. Get ready for a lot of it. What else we got here, folks? I think people need to understand that this is for building for the future. This wasn't a bad move like everyone thinks. Well, Joby, I don't think everyone thinks it's a bad move. I think people are upset because Rasul, A, with the kind of splash we talked about, he really cemented himself with Packers fans like quickly, early on. And this season, one of the few guys who really consistently plays at a high level week in and week out with a great deal of determination, physicality, want to, whatever you want to call it, but pops off the screen. You know, a guy who's great in the locker room, wonderful quote, not afraid to speak his mind. Packers fans, I get it, man. I absolutely get it. Did I see Preston was the highest graded edge last week? I did not. I saw that he was graded well by PFF, though. Sleep, what's up? Packers have started two NFC championship games where they picked off the opposing defense seven times with Aaron Rodgers at QB and are 0-2. The random meter is set to fish. I don't know what that has to do with the price of the tea in China, but thanks for putting it out there. Very odd chat. Asron03, what a handle. What hurts more is that we couldn't win it all in 2021 when we brought Rasul on, no matter how frustrated we keep bleeding green and gold. Yep, that is a frustration, a big one, and it's going to stick for a very, 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 very long time, no doubt. Jason, what's up, man? Do we use this draft ammo to move up in the first round to get another QB or a generational talent like Marvin Harrison Jr.? Yes. It's all possible, right? I think a lot has to play out yet, though, this season with Jordan Love before we start talking about them automatically taking a quarterback. We'll see how Jordan progresses throughout the season. If he improves, if he's playing better down the stretch, then I think they're probably looking at adding a tackle, adding a wide receiver. But yes, I think there's definitely a chance that, you know, they package all, not all these picks, but a lot of the picks to get a little bit more aggressive up top of the draft if they're able to, if they're in striking distance. What else we got here, folks? John, what's up, man? I was told the game was over. We'll live in infamy. Infamy? Doesn't that mean it's bad? I hear you, man. Yeah, I mean, that was a great moment. Great moment for the Packers and a great moment here at Cheesehead TV. That was a lot of fun. Jacob, what's up? Only thing that makes hearing this news bearable is the Butterburger in my hand from Kroll's. Finally got up here to try it. Worth the wait. Fantastic, Jacob. Yes, that will soothe the pain. A Kroll's Butterburger. God, that sounds good right now. I need that in my life. James, I'm just going to say, I don't get it. Henry, what's up, man? We still need more Rasuls. Yes. Yes, they meet guys with Rasul's attitude and his physicality. and how he comes to work every day. Absolutely. Diehard Packers fan 96, thanks for the super chat. 69's preseason comments were spot on. Go Pack, go. I'm going to have to go remind myself what he said. I know he said they instead of we, and people freaked out. That's what I remember. Is Preston Smith next to go? No, Kurt. No one else will be traded. The deadline is come and gone, and Rasul is the only move. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for jumping on early while the Packers are making moves at the trade deadline for the first time in living memory. Please, I'll have more throughout the day on social media and throughout the website here on YouTube. So be sure to check back and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.